Legal English Basics, Unit 6, Track 6, Remedies for Breach of Contract. A contract is an agreement made between two or more parties that may be enforced by the court. A party to a contract may fail to keep the promises made under it. This gives rise to a breach. Such breach is a legal cause of action. This means that the non-breaching party may either call upon the other party to perform their promises under a contract or may bring a court action to seek its right or win damages. Not all failures to properly perform a contract lead to a breach. Certain circumstances exclude a party's liability. They may include natural disasters, war, or change of law, to name just a few. They are collectively called as force majeure and generally include events which the parties do not control and may not prevent or foresee. For example, in construction contracts, works may be delayed and the contractor will not be held liable for it if some unusual and unforeseeable extreme weather conditions make it impossible for the contractor to complete the works. Consequences of a breach may be more or less serious. Less serious breaches are immaterial, which means that they do not cause serious harm and may be easily remedied. On the other hand, a material breach is often a contract killer because it usually inflicts severe damage or loss to the non-breaching party and may even lead to immediate termination of the contract or to litigation. A claimant has various options called remedies when it is clear that the other party breached the contract. Remedies include specific performance, damages, and injunction. Specific performance means compelling the parties to perform what they agreed under the contract. It is applied in breach of contract actions where monetary damages are inadequate and it may be sought only in court. If the claimant is awarded this remedy, then the defendant will be ordered to perform exactly what was agreed under the contract. For example, when parties sign a sale agreement for, let's say, a car, and then the seller refuses to perform its part of the deal because he received a better price offer from another interested party, then the buyer may bring legal action to force the car owner to keep his promise and sell the car. Another remedy are damages. Damages are granted to the injured party as compensation for the damage, loss, or injury they suffered because of a breach. Contracts may provide for liquidated damages, damages whose account the parties determine when negotiating a contract as compensation upon a specific breach, for example, late delivery. The third remedy is injunction, which is a measure applied to stop something from being done. For example, in the case mentioned above, the court could order the car owner not to sell the car to the other party until the dispute is settled. No matter how well you structure your contract, it may still be breached, so it is important to know your rights should this happen.